Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 28, The Murder of Bridget Cleary. The murder of Bridget Cleary in 1895 remains one of the most infamous cases in Irish history, a chilling blend of folklore, superstition, and brutal violence. Her death at the hands of her own husband and relatives was fueled by the belief that she had been taken by fairies and replaced with a changeling. The case shocked Victorian society and revealed the deep-rooted superstitions that still held sway in rural Ireland at the time. It was a murder not born of typical malice or greed, but rather one steeped in fear and ignorance, highlighting the dangerous intersection of folklore and reality. Bridget Cleary was born in 1867 in Ballyvadlia, County Tipperary, into a relatively well-off working-class family. She grew up in a time when Ireland was undergoing significant changes, with modern ideas beginning to challenge long-held traditions and beliefs. As a young woman, she trained as a dressmaker, a profession that allowed her a level of financial independence unusual for a woman of her background. She also kept hens and sold eggs, further contributing to her household income. In 1887, she married Michael Cleary, a cooper, and the couple settled into what seemed to be a stable, if childless, marriage. By 1895, Bridget had become somewhat of an anomaly in her rural community. She was fashionable, independent, and assertive, standing apart from many of the other local women. She was known to dress well, make her own money, and by some accounts had a sharp tongue. This, combined with the lingering presence of folklore and superstition in the region, may have made her a target for suspicion. In rural Ireland, belief in fairies was still widespread, and tales of changelings, supernatural beings left in place of stolen humans, were common. When Bridget fell ill in early March 1895, these superstitions would take a tragic and deadly turn. She had been suffering from what was likely pneumonia or tuberculosis, an illness that left her weak and bedridden. Her husband, Michael, became convinced that she was not his wife, but a changeling left behind by the fairies. This belief was not formed in isolation, but was supported by members of Bridget's family and neighbours, who, rather than seeking medical assistance, resorted to traditional rituals in an attempt to drive out the supposed fairy impostor. Over the course of several days, Bridget was subjected to a series of horrific ordeals under the guise of curing her. She was force-fed concoctions made from herbs, doused with urine, and burned with embers, all in an attempt to force the fairy to reveal itself. On the night of the 15th of March, 1895, the situation escalated to its tragic climax. Michael Cleary, now completely convinced that the woman before him was not his wife but a supernatural creature, set fire to her while demanding that she reveal where his true wife had been taken. As the flames consumed her, she is said to have cried out, "I am not a fairy, I am your wife," but her pleas went unheard. The following day, Michael claimed that Bridget would return from the fairy fort on horseback, believing that his actions had forced the fairies to return his real wife. When she failed to appear, he and several accomplices buried her charred remains in a shallow grave about a kilometre from their cottage. It was not long before suspicions arose, and local authorities began investigating her disappearance. Under questioning, Michael and the others involved in the events surrounding Bridget's death revealed a story so grotesque that it horrified even those familiar with the superstitions of the time. Bridget's body was discovered on the 22nd of March, 1895, burned and partially buried. The subsequent trial attracted widespread attention, as the case was seen as a stark example of how deeply embedded superstition still was in parts of Ireland. 11 people were charged in connection with her murder, including Michael Cleary, her father, her aunt, and several neighbours. The trial was widely covered in the press, with many in Britain and Ireland regarding it as evidence of Irish backwardness, while others saw it as an extreme example of how folklore could influence real-life actions. Michael Cleary was ultimately convicted of manslaughter rather than murder and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Others received lesser sentences, with some serving as little as 6 months. The relatively lenient sentences reflected the perception that the accused genuinely believed they were acting in Bridget's best interests, no matter how misguided their actions were. Michael was released from prison in 1910, and rather than returning to Ireland, emigrated to Canada, where he disappeared from historical record. The case of Bridget Cleary has endured as one of the most disturbing intersections of folklore and violence in modern history. It demonstrated how belief in the supernatural, deeply ingrained in rural communities, could lead to real and tragic consequences. The idea of the changeling was used to justify a brutal killing, and rather than being seen as an act of cold-blooded murder, it was perceived by those involved as an act of desperation to recover a lost loved one. Her story has since inspired books, plays, and academic studies, all seeking to understand the mindset that led to her death. Some view it as a tale of patriarchal control, where an independent woman who did not conform to societal expectations was ultimately punished. Others see it as a case of mass hysteria, where folklore and fear combined to create a deadly delusion. Whatever the interpretation, the murder of Bridget Cleary remains a cautionary tale about the power of belief and the dangers of ignorance. More than a century later, her story still resonates, serving as a reminder of how easily myth can shape reality. In an era when science and modern medicine were beginning to take root, Bridget's murder was a brutal throwback to a time when supernatural explanations were often favoured over rational ones. It remains one of the most infamous cases in Irish legal history, a stark and tragic example of what happens when superstition takes precedence over reason. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.